This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We're now progressing through Chodesh Elul. Firstly, Bruchim Abayim. Welcome to everyone joining on the Kollel Agur DePerka Shir. Welcome, everyone who is on Zoom or on the teleconference. We're progressing through the month of Elul, and this week we read Parshas Kisetze, and we encounter at the end of Parshas Kisetze the subject of Amalek. We read about the attack that Amalek perpetrated against the Jewish people, and the mitzvah to always remember, to never forget what Amalek did for us. And this is not the only time in the Torah where we have a mitzvah to remember what Amalek did for us. And I'm just going to pull up the Amar Mekoymos over here. But actually, twice in the Chumash, the Torah commands us to remember what Amalek did to Klal Yisrael. One time here in Parshas Kisetze, and the other time is in the end of Parshas B'Shalach, right after Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim. Okay, let me get this up for you. Share screen. Okay, you see that? Are you able to see the Maror Mekoymos? Okay, excellent. Okay, so we have over here from the Sefer Magid Rakia. It's actually a Sefer on Purim, the seventh chapter. Zechiras Amalek b'soif hashana l'haschala toiva, remembering Amalek at the end of the year for a good beginning. So we read Parshas Amalek twice a year. We read it on the Shabbos before Purim, of course, which is Parsha Zachar. And we also read the remembrance of Amalek at the end of Parshas Kisetze. And both times we read about the destruction of Amalek, it's quite interesting that we always read it at the end of the year. How's that? We know we read Parshas Kisetze in Chodesh Elul. Chodesh Elul is the last month of the year, a few weeks before Rosh Hashanah. And Parshas Zachar, we read in Adar, which is the very last month of the year, which is the 12th month of the year. Because, of course, Nisan is the first month. So nothing is coincidental. We have over here, Anukoyrin is Parshas Amalek Pamayim Bashana, B'Shava Shalafnei Purim, Anukoyrin Parshas Zachar. And we also read Amalek in its place in Parshas Kisetze. And let's try to understand, because both times we're reading Amalek at the end of the year. Parshas Kisetze is in Elul, a few weeks before Rosh Hashanah, and Parsha Zachar is in Adar, which is the last month of the year, because Nisan is the beginning of the year. So nothing is coincidental. Let's try to understand, what is the connection between Amalek and the end of the year? Now, what is the Parsha that appears immediately after Kisetze, that is Kisavai? And Kisavai begins with the mitzvah of Bikurim. One of the Balei HaTosfos, his name is the Moishav Zakenim, he points out what is the connection between Bikurim and the Parsha of Amalek. In other words, what is the connection between the mitzvah of Bikurim and the Parsha of Amalek? Now, the Sefer Imrei Noyam of Jacob, he has another really amazing observation. Because Kisetze and Kisava is not the only time where we find a connection between Amalek and Bikurim. Because when else do we read Amalek? We read it before Purim. What parsha do we read around Purim time? The Parshas Mishpatim. What do we read in Parshas Mishpatim? The mitzvah of Bikurim. So that's another time that in the context of Zechiras Amalek, we also mention the mitzvah of Bikurim. So the Imrei Noyam says, Lahavin Kishur Hadvarim. Because in Parshas Kisavai, we have the Parsha of Bikurim, next to the above Parsha, which is Mechias Amalek. And also in Mishpatim, which is always read in Chodesh Adar, or either juxtaposed to Chodesh Adar, or Mamish in Chodesh Adar, We also read the mitzvah of Bikurim because that's the month of the downfall of Amalek. Now, just to point out, the Pashut, we could say one connection between Amalek and Mikra Bikurim is that the parasha Mikra Bikurim begins V'haya ki savay al ha'aretz, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us on Chaf Amud Beis that Klal Yisrael were commanded on three mitzvahs upon entry into the land of Israel, and one of them is to destroy Amalek. That perhaps is a connection between the destruction of Amalek and the entrance into Eretz Yisrael, as we don't enter Israel until we destroy Amalek, but still, why specifically the connection to Bikurim? But again, the Imre Noyam points out that aside from the fact that we remember Amalek and Bikurim in the Sefer Devarim, but even when we read Zachar, Parsha Zachar, it's always in close proximity to Parshas Mishpatim, which has the mitzvah of Bikurim in it. So again, this all arouses our curiosity. Why connect Amalek to Bikurim, and why do we read about Amalek at the end of the year? We're always reading about Amalek at the end of the year. Another interesting thing is, it says that Amalek had a very unusual mode of attack against the Jewish people. We're going to read this week in Parashas Kisetze, Zachar es. By the way, the trup on Zachar is a Zakef Gadol. So the Rambam Pano says, a Zakef Gadol is a line and two dots. That's the symbol of the trup. It's a Vav and two Yuds, which is Gematria 26, the name of God. Because since Amalek wants to destroy the name of God, we need to make sure we remember the name of God, and therefore the trup is Zachar Zakef Gadol Asher Asalecha Amalek Asher Karecha Baderech Vayizaniv Becha Vayizaniv Becha. They cut off our tail end, says Rashi, Makazanav Choytech Milois Vizorech Klapi Mala. They would cut the brismila and throw it heavenward. Now look, between me and you, that's very strange. I mean, that's weird. What are they doing? That's a very unusual way to instigate and attack Klal Yisrael. Zachar, why would they cut off the mila and throw it upward? That's quite strange. What was the kavana of Amalek? In the prophecy of Bilam HaRasha, Bilam said about Amalek, Vayares Amalek, Vayisam Mishalai Vayoymar, Reishis Goyim Amalek. Amalek is the first of the nations, the Acharisa Yadei Oyved, but his end he will be utterly destroyed. Interesting, so Amalek is called Reishis. Friends, what else is called Reishis? Bikurim is called Reishis. Vela kachta mi reishis kopri ha'adama. That you should take from the first of your fruits. So Amalek is reishis, and Bikurim is reishis. So Toisvis in the Moshav Zakenim says that's the connection between Amalek and the Bikurim. Amalek is called reishis, shenema reishis goyim Amalek. And Bikurim is called Reishis, Shenemar v'lakachta me'Reishis. Likewise, Achsam Sofer says, the connection between Amalek and Bikurim is because they are both called Reishis. Well, the Achsam Sofer says, V'nirali d'hoitzah shaychus Amalek and Bikurim ki hu Reishis goyim, ki Bikurim Reishis b'kedusha. Now, look in the Perush of Rabbeinu Avigdor HaTzarfasi, at the end of Parshas Kisetze, who also explains the juxtaposition of the Parshios in this fashion, but Rabbi Avigdor HaTzarfasi as one nekuda. Klal Yisrael are commanded on three mitzvahs upon entry into Eretz Yisrael. One of them is to wipe out Amalek, and therefore it says, V'haya ki savai, and Amalek is called Reishis. Now listen to this. It says about Amalek Ade Oyved. It says Amalek will be destroyed. And what does it say in the Parsha Mikra Bikurim about Lavan or Arami? It says Mereishis Arami Oyved. Very interesting. It says that Amalek is Ade Oyved. And also in the Parsha Mikra Bikurim it says that Lavan Arami Oyved. But still, what we still don't understand, what is the explanation and what is the reasoning that Amalek is called righteous? In what way are they called righteous? And how do they stand in opposition to the mitzvah of Bikurim? Now, why is Amalek called righteous? So Rashi explains, righteous Goyim Amalek, who koidem es kulam lilachem Yisrael. He was the first nation to fight Israel, v'kach tergim unklas. However, the Moshe of Zakenim says a different shot. You know why Amalek is called righteous? Let's see if we could figure this out. V'yavoy righteous Bikurim, v'yoyved righteous Amalek. The first Bikurim will come and they will destroy the righteous of Amalek. Ki bavor, ki Amalek hoya toifis me Yisrael. Amalek would grab Israel. Umasares, they would castrate them. V'choyte chamilois, and cut off their mila. V'zorkom klape shamayim. V'oymer, hey lecha mitzvah shnaz azot. Take back your mitzvah. And according to the Manda Omar, v'yishasev Shmuel es Agag. Shmuel split Agag, melamed shasursay. From here we see Shmuel castrated Agag. Hare gam Amalek nekam another mimakam shoysa pri. Amalek was punished midah k'neged midah in the manner that they did to Israel. Now, what does Tosfos mean that Amalek is called righteous? Because they would cut off the mila. I believe what the Tosfos means is Amalek opposed the mila because mila was the very first mitzvah given to the Jewish people. So since Amalek is righteous, they oppose the Kedusha of righteous, which is the first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael. Again, especially if you say Avraham Avinu was the first Jew, it certainly was the first mitzvah then given to Israel. V'nira kavanasa, it would seem what Tosfos means is, she'amalek nikra righteous, mishim shem amdu k'neged mitzvos mila. She'a mitzvah rishoyna, she'nitna l'nei Yisrael, v'lechein ha'yachoyt ha'milas in shal Yisrael. And they would then be Masaris them, and therefore they were punished Mida Keneged Mida. So we're learning a very interesting thing. Amalek is called righteous. They are in contradistinction to Mitzvah's Bikurim, which is righteous. They try to destroy the Mitzvah of Mila, which is righteous. Now, let's just, we digress for a moment. If you go to footnote B, V'divrei HaChassam Sofer, there's a Chassam Sofer on the Torah and Parshas Balak, he says another amazing remez in that which Amalek is righteous. Says a Chassam Sofer, Eini yodea b'shemi, I'm not sure who this is in the name of, Gam eini yodea l'farsha kavona, I also don't know what it means, Rak ate kasha shamati, let me just print what I heard, and the wise man will try to gain understanding. Now, who were the great original leaders of the Jewish people? Levi, Kahas, Amram, Moshe. Levi, Kahas, Amram, Moshe. Rashi Tevois, Amalek. Because Levi and his sons are the first of the Shvatim. The Shvatim are called Goyim, right? Goyu Kahal Goyim, right? So, and Levi is the Reishis Goyim. If you take the Reishis of the Goyim, namely of Shevet Levi, you're going to get Amalek, Ayin from Amram, Mem from Moshe, Lamed from Levi, Kuf from Kahas. But V'yacharisa Yadei Oyved, because if you take the Soifei Tevois of Levi, Kahas, Amram, Moshe, you get Misa, Mem from Amram, Yud from Levi, Taf from Kahas, and hey from Moshe. To say that even though Reishis Goyim, the first letters of these tzaddikim is Amalek, but the end of Amalek is Adei Oyved. And if you look in the Drashas Chassam Sofer, he also says a similar idea. Now, we still don't understand. Why is it that Amalek is opposed to everything that is Reishis? Whether it's Mila, whether it's Bikurim. Now, this concept, I found an amazing thing. Here, hang on with me. I'm going to show you something very interesting. Since, usually I'm giving shir in the Kol Agra de Pirka in Queens, but now I'm doing it in in a room over here in my house, I'm going to show you a very interesting set of svarim. Bear with me 1 second. Oi! Check this out. The name of this set, could you see? You see this? This, the name of this set is Smichas Chachamim of Rav Naftali Katz. Let me see if I could stop sharing for a second. How do I do this? Ah. Check this out. See this? These are the Svarim of Rav Naftali Katz. You have Smichas Chachamim, which is basically a Kabbalistic interpretation of the flow of the Masechtos and Shas, and many a very interesting Svarim. And Rav Naftali Katz also has a very interesting history. You know, by all means, look it up. It's quite a... his city burned down, and he had to leave the city because the authorities accused him of being the cause of it through his Kabbalistic practices. And it's actually quite a remarkable story. Okay, now how do I get this back? Share screen. Okay. Anyway, so Rav Naftali Katz has this fantastic set of Svarim, and I actually first heard about it from Rav Shor. And when I met Rav Shor, I told him that his shiurim are very expensive. So he says, what does that mean? And I told him that they're very expensive because when I hear them, I have to go out and buy the svarim. And some of the svarim he quotes are more Kabbalistic in nature, and for whatever reason, those svarim are much more expensive. Okay, bottom line is, the Smichas Chachamim points out that there is a connection between the following two Masechtos and Shas, Arla and Bikurim. The way it works is, Masechta Arla and Masechta Bikurim are back to back with each other. Let's see. So, Arla is the penultimate Masechta in Zraim, and Bikurim is the last. What's the connection between Arla and Bikurim? Says Rav Naftali Katz. Oh, yesh los is tamach la hayde tani bikurim achar Arla asmi. Because the huvim mefarshim atam la vas bikurim levad kosher amalek harasha. The mefarshim say, what is the connection between Bikurim and Arla? Is that we bring Bikurim to be mevato lekoyach of Amalek, whose kavana was to be mevato lekdush of Klal Yisrael. And Amalek wants to be mevato the binyan beis hamikdash and to subdue it under the klipos because he is the head of the klipos. Therefore, when we enter the land of Israel, we're commanded to fulfill three mitzvahs: to make a king. The king, of course, is the roish, which is the opposite of Amalek. And the purpose of Klal Yisrael is lahachzik es to the Torah. And by the way, we could add, the Torah is also called Reishis. Bishvil HaTorah, Shenikra Reishis. Bishvil Yisrael, Shenikra Reishis. And to build the Beis HaMikdash, and then to destroy Amalek. This is the reason why Arla was commanded to Klal Yisrael, because the Arla is the Chelek of Amalek. Therefore, Amalek would cut off the Mila and throw, which is Reishis Kedushas Yisrael. Right? In other words, the Mila is really the first mitzvah Klal Yisrael were commanded, and the first mitzvah a Yid is Mekayim in their lifetime. Therefore, we're commanded to bring Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, which is the opposite of the Kavana of Amalek. That's the connection between Arla, which is the Koyach of Amalek, and Bikurim. So again, we see, V'hainu shalakach nismacha, Masechta Bikurim, l'masechta Arla. Because Amalek is connected to Arla, and therefore they counteract the mitzvah of Mila, which is Reishis Kedushas Yisrael, and they would throw the Mila upward. And Bikurim is the Koyach of Reishis, which is Mavata, the Klipa of Amalek. And also the other mitzvahs that were commanded as we enter Eretz Yisrael all have the koyach of Reishis, because the Melech is the Rosh Ha'am, and he's mechazek all the other institutions in Klal Yisrael. Now, let's try to offer the following explanation regarding why we read Parshas Amalek Davka in Chodesh Elul and in Chodesh Adar at the end of the year. Let's try to understand, why do we read Amalek Davka in Chodesh Adar and in Chodesh Elul at the very end of the year? And that is as follows. Just like the Koyach HaKadosh of Bikurim is called Rashis, and that comes against Amalek, so Amalek wants to destroy Mila, which is Rashis, and Bikurim, which is Rashis. So if Amalek is always against the beginning, that means Amalek is anti-beginnings. He doesn't like Bikurim, he doesn't like Mila, he's Rashis Goyim. Then for sure, another Inyan Amalek is opposed to is, he doesn't like Rashis Hashanah. Whether it's Rosh Hashanah, whether it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Amalek is in the opposition of Rashis. And he wants, now as we approach Rosh Hashanah, or as we approach Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we all want to be Zoicha to a good beginning. We know that the way we begin something is very often, Toiv Achris Davar Mei Reishisai. Something is good in the end if it started off proper in the beginning. It is critical that we have a good beginning, because the way we start something off is the way it will end. And Amalek therefore comes with great opposition to the Koyach HaKadusha of the Reishis Hashanah. And therefore, in order to be Zoicha to a good Reishis, whether it's Rosh Hashanah or whether it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is Rishayin Hu Lachem L'Chodesh Hashanah, we need to be sure to eradicate Reishis Goyim Amalek so that we could be Zoicha to a Reishis Toiv. But let's explain a little bit more. We know that Amalek came, they were Karcha Baderech. Asher Karcha Baderech. Rashi says, what does Karcha Baderech mean? A language of cold. They cooled you off. They made you a little bit more tolerable from your heat. The nations of the world were afraid to fight Klal Yisrael. They thought we were invincible. And Amalek showed that it's possible. You know what this is a mashal to? To a boiling hot bathtub that nobody could go into. Some fool jumped into the bathtub and he cooled it off for everybody else. By the way, just as an aside, let's think about the mashal for a moment. So you have a bathtub that's like basically an urn. It's 180 degrees. You could pasteurize milk in it. And some fool goes into the bathtub and he burns himself. But I can understand he cooled it off because his body temperature literally brought down the temperature of that water so that the next person that goes in will not encounter the same level of heat. But I have a question. Why were the nations of the world afraid to attack Klal Yisrael? Because they thought we were invincible. They thought we were that we would destroy anyone who we encountered. So what happened? Amalek attacked us. And what did we do to Amalek? We obliterated them. Yeshua went to war against Amalek and he destroyed Amalek. So in what way did he make it any easier for anybody to attack us again? Think about it. If anything, what happened to Amalek proved that the fears that everybody had were correct. They confirmed that in fact we were invincible and we were impenetrable and there was no way to overcome us. So our Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Henoch Leibowitz, Zechar Tzedek, would explain as follows, that one of the reasons, if not the main reason, why no nation would attack Klal Yisrael is because they thought it was so absurd and so ridiculous, because the Jewish people were so invincible that it was removed from the realm of possibility. This is not something that is done. It's not humanly done. So granted, Amalek came and they were obliterated and they confirmed everyone's worst fear and everyone's worst nightmare. but they made it more possible for someone else to do it. You know why? Because one of the main impediments for attacking Klal Yisrael is this is not done. Human beings don't do it. So Amalek showed you could do it. Yes, you may get obliterated, but the psychological factor that this is out of the realm of possibility was no longer extant. They took that psychological factor and they demonstrated that it's no longer out of the realm of possibility. And in the world that we live in today, some of the absurdities and the deviances that we encounter in this society, so one of the things that it does to all of society is it takes immorality, which could have been out of the realm of possibility, and now people who are so low and lewd, they show, yes, this could be done. And it brings the whole world a little bit closer to the dark side, as they say. Okay, but in any event, Rashi says that Amalek cooled us off. However, we can say, and this is suggested in many Sfarim, that Amalek didn't just cool us off externally, that now it became possible for other nations to attack us. But it has another meaning as well. And that is, Klal Yisrael were coming out of Mitzrayim. They had just elevated themselves to the highest possible Madrega. They saw the Shekhinah. They pointed Zeh Keli V'Anveyu. Even their maidservants reached the highest possible levels of prophecy. Our hearts were aflame. Our souls were on fire. We had a resichus, we had a chamimus of kedusha. We were heated up. We had a slavus of kedusha. We had a burning, passionate desire to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Amalek, so to speak, cooled us off. They said, "Don't get so excited about your avodas Hashem. It's not going to be what you think it is." Ulam nira shaloi bo rak the karisan klape chosel gam rotsu letzani no lafshoi son michamimus hapnimi shalonu. They wanted to cool off our spiritual heat, to put out the rischa de kedusha for Torah mitzvahs. Now, Marv Raboisai, when in our lives, when in our in opportunities that come our way, when are we most excited and heated up? And when are we most mislahev? When do we have the greatest hislahavus to Torah, to mitzvahs? When is a Jew on fire to try to dedicate himself to avodas Hashem? Of course, we all know the beginning of something is when everyone is a flame and a fire. Maybe in the middle and the end, we, so to speak, cool off, but it's the beginning of the zman, the beginning of the year, the beginning of a new opportunity. Like a Rosh Hashanah, like a Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's when we have the greatest chamimos and rischa de oraisa and rischa de kedusha. And therefore, Amalek, if there is something that he's going to focus on cooling off, it would be not only Bikurim and Mila, but the beginnings. Because Amalek does not like the chamimos and the resichus of Klal Yisrael. He's coming lahavshiran uletzaninan. B'nei teva adamu shebetchilasoi shaldavar k'may Rosh Hashanah who mislahev umargish es hachamimus v'arasichos. If anybody, if there's a time to be heated up, l'malei es tafkidoi karoi, it's at the beginning of the year, ula mehemshech hazman, as time passes, hu miskarer, we cool off, v'hayisrag shusoi p'ches v'ayleches, and our feelings and emotion wane and diminish. V'lechein nikra betkufas achres hashana. What do we make sure to read at the end of the year? Destroy Amalek! Because as a preface and an introduction to the new year, before you start your year and get yourself worked up and heated up for the new beginning, you need to make sure to destroy that force which is coming to cool you off in the Reishis, and that's Amalek. And therefore, in Chodesh Elo, Parshas Kiseitzein, Chodesh Adar, Parshas Zachar, we make sure to destroy Amalek so that we could start our Reishis on the right foot without the impediment of Reishis Goyim Amalek. Kedei Shenizkar Shetayfazuhu Me'atzoseh Shal Amalek HaRasha. And this way we could be mechazik ourselves, to be mevatel the koyach of Amalek, to be mislahev and misragesh, to continue it throughout the year. But let's add one more point. Why is the mitzvah of Bikurim the antidote for the klipa of Amalek? The Medrash tells us, and Rashi brings at the end of Bishalach, Vayovay Amalek, what does Amalek got to do with the splitting of the Yamsuf? The Medrash says, Rashi quotes, God tells us, I'm always among you, and I'm always prepared for all your needs. And you question, Ayesh Hashem Kerbeinu Mayan. God says, I'm with you, I'm with you, I'm with you, with you, and you want to know where I am? I swear, a dog will come and bite you and you're going to cry to me. And then you'll know exactly where I am. Says Rashi, this is a mashal of a father who puts his kid on his shoulders and they go out to the road. And the child sees something and he says, Abba, pick this up for me. And the father gets it for him. And then he says, Abba, give me a food. Abba, give me drink. Abba, cool me off. And then they're walking and they encounter someone and the kid says to this guy, by the way, did you see my father? So his father says, you don't know where I am? The father throws the kid off his shoulders and a dog comes and bites the kid. Meaning, you want to know where I am? That's exactly where I am. So we see from Chazal that the reason that Amalek came to fight with Klal Yisrael, what was the Aveira that Klal Yisrael did that precipitated Amalek? We were kafuye toiva, we were ingrates. God fed us with the man, He fed us with the be'er, He took us out of Egypt. We're riding on His shoulders on Anane HaKavod, and then we say, oh, where's God? Ayesh Hashem Mekarenu Amayin. God says, you ingrates, I'm going to drop you for a split second and you'll see how much you need me. The Avera that brought Amalek was the Avera of kafuye toiva. What's the function of the mitzvah Bikurim? Ubas el akoin asher yeh v'yomayim v'amarta elav. Yigadati ayoim v'amarta elav. Says Rashi, v'amarta elav. You need to enunciate, express, articulate, she'eincha kafoy taiva. The purpose of Bikurim is, if God gives you a field and new fruits and the good health to enjoy it, you need to articulate what you're grateful for, that you're not kafoy toiva. The purpose of the mitzvah of Bikurim is to counteract Amalek, who is the force of kfuye toiva. Amalek comes and we're ungrateful, and Bikurim is to counteract that. Marv Rabbi said this is a very important lesson at the end of the year. I remember I had the great privilege to hear from Harav HaTzadik, Victor Miller, Zechut Tzadik Levracha. We all come to the beginning of the new year and we say, God, this year, give me good health. Give me ample livelihood. God, give me nachas. God, give me, give me, give me, give me. Avinu Malkeinu, give me this. Avinu Malkeinu, give me that. Avinu Malkeinu, Yehi Ratzon, give me this. Yehi Ratzon, give me that. I'll eat a pomegranate and an apple and marin and any food you can imagine. Just keep on giving me and giving me and giving me. But Rav Miller would say, before you ask Hashem, give me, give me, give me, for Tav Shin Pei, Aleph, you need to first thank Hashem for having given you in Tav Shin Pei. Ribbono Shel, thank you for giving me Parnasa in Tav Shin Pei. Thank you for giving me life in Tav Shin Pei. Thank you for helping me survive a global pandemic in Tav Shin Pei. Ribbono Shel, thank you for helping me provide for my family in difficult financial times. Ribbono Shel, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Avinu Malkeinu, thank you. Avinu Malkeinu, thank you. Avinu Malkeinu, thank you for my shoes. Avinu Malkeinu, thank you for my socks. Avinu Malkeinu, thank you for my shirt. Avinu Malkeinu, thank you for my wife. Avinu Malkeinu, thank you for my children. Yehi Ratzon, thank you for a house. Yehi Ratzon, thank you for the Torah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then you could say, give me, give me, give me. Before you start the reishis of give me, you first have to thank Hashem for the achris. And therefore, at the end of the year, we make sure to eradicate Amalek. And that is eradicate the midah of Hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu imayin. And the way we counteract Amalek is the mitzvah Bikurim. The Kiseitze ends off with the mitzvah to destroy Amalek. Kisavai begins with the mitzvah Bikurim. They're both racious. And that's the very first step in Avodas Hashem. V'yeshloimer shemishum kein koyrim parashas Amalek davka b'soif hashana koydim Rosh Hashanah. Kinei shamati mer Avigdor Miller zeh zal Rosh Hashanah b'chol Rosh Hashanah on b'alnei gazon v'ashmenu chayim mezoni she'elanu. L'shana Abba, we ask Hashem for many things in the upcoming year. V'emes menanach shekoyim l'gein noydala ha'kodesh Yisraelim b'shana sha'avra. What's most correct is to first thank Hashem for what we had in the past year, and then to ask for the future. Therefore, we read these parashiyos before Rosh Hashanah to teach us and to remind us not to be kafoy toiva, adaraba, noydalai, b'chaleis v'chal shah. And by remembering Amalek at the end of the year and thanking Hashem with all of our heart for the chesed He did for us, we will remember to subdue the klipa of Amalek, and Ribbono Shel Olam will bless us b'chol midi demetav meireishis shana ad acharis shana. Okay, Rabbeisai? So, if anybody would like these Marim HaKoymos, we're very happy to send it to you. With great pleasure. Let me just... okay. Now, today's Marim HaKoymos comes from the Sefer Magid HaRakia on Purim, actually. Chodesh Adar. And if anybody would like to get a hold of the Sefer, I posted a link on the chat over here, but I don't think it's coming out. So if anybody wants to purchase the Sefer, what you could do is go to TorahAnytime.com, go to Gladstein, and by the bio, there is a link for the Sefer Magid HaRakia on Purim. If anybody just wants these Marim HaKoymos, I'm very happy to send it to you. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, have a great day. And Bezus Hashem, everyone's welcome to join us today at 5 o'clock for a Sefer Torah Devorah. There's a special Indian to learn Torah Devorah in Elul, because it's the time of the year Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim are prevalent. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, have a great day.
Have a good day, Rabbi.
Bracha v'atzlacha.
Wednesday is no shir?
Stay tuned. Okay. Stay tuned, okay? Kol tov, everyone. Be well.
Have a good day. See you later.
See ya. Bye-bye. Michael
Cohen, Mazel Tov. You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.